It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9, and Smart Alex is about to go down. How you feeling, Alex? It's been months since we've done this.
Yeah, I know. Can you refresh me on how this works again?
It's quite simple. At least it should be. I'm going to ask you questions about subjects that you probably don't know anything about, and then you have to guess if you try to answer it to your best ability, like you really try to get it right. And the person that's playing the game has to guess if you're going to be able to get it right or wrong. If they can correctly guess that 3 out of 5 times, they will win Necropolis tickets.
Gotcha. So they don't have to actually know the answer. They just have to guess whether I know the answer or not.
Exactly. So it is kind of a test of knowledge, and it's also kind of a guessing game. Let's start out with Carrie on the west side. Do you think Alex has got what it takes today to get you those Necropolis tickets?
Yes, I do.
All right. Question number one, Alex. Don't answer it, by the way. Let Carrie decide if you'll get it right or wrong.
Okay.
Alex, I want to see if you know how many volts are there in a standard car battery. How many volts are there in a standard car battery? Carrie, do you think Alex will know that and get it right, or if she won't and she'll get it wrong?
I think she'll get it right.
Alex, how many volts are there in a standard car battery?
6?
Oh, so close. There's 12.
Oh, man.
All right.
I totally guessed. I didn't know that.
Carrie.
I don't even know what a volt is.
That's okay. I would have got it wrong anyway.
Carrie, it's okay. Got one wrong. You're still in this right here. Alex, your next question. Think about this. What do you call someone who travels with the band and sets up their equipment? I'll say it one more time. What do you call someone who travels with the band and they are responsible for setting up and tearing down their equipment? Carrie on the west side, do you think Alex will know this or not know this?
I think she'll know it.
Alex.
I think it's a roadie.
Oh. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right, still in it here, Carrie on the west side. Next one. Alex on the TV show The Simpsons. Who are the next door neighbors to The Simpsons? Very prominent role on the show. One more time on the TV series The Simpsons. Who are their next door neighbors? Carrie on the west side. Do you think Alex will know the neighbors or not?
No.
All right. Alex on the TV series The Simpsons. Who are the next door neighbors?
Is it the Abus or something?
No, it's the Flanders.
Is there somebody named Abu?
Yes, he's the guy at the convenience store, which people get all upset about because you make fun of the accent.
Yeah, I don't watch The Simpsons. I've, like, literally never seen it.
All right, well, this is good news, Carrie. You're coming back after that rough start. If you get one of these next one right, you will win. Here we go.
Yeah.
Where would you find a motherboard, Alex? Let me say that question again. This is really important. Where would you find a motherboard? Carrie on the west side for the win. Do you think Alex knows where you find a motherboard, like where that would be at, or do you think she doesn't know? She'll get it wrong.
I think she'll know.
Alex, where would you find a motherboard?
Is it a spaceship?
That's very broad. I want to say wrong, but I'm trying to help Carrie out this morning. Try to narrow that down. Where would you find the control center of a thing,
like a spaceship or it's like a computer system.
What is your answer?
But I thought where would you find it? That's what I thought, like the spaceship, like the cockpit of a ship or a plane or something.
I'm going to have to say that's wrong.
Why? What is the answer?
A computer.
Where would you find it?
Computer.
That would be more like, what is a motherboard?
No, where would you find a motherboard? You would find a motherboard inside of a computer.
Oh.
Not necessarily inside of a spaceship. That's a really generic answer.
I misunderstood.
All right, well, hey.
Give it to her.
No, she has to get this next one right. And
she
has to correctly guess correctly whether you're going to get it right or wrong. So, Carrie, you listen. Alex, you listen. This is for those Necropolis tickets. In the game of baseball.
No!
This is supposed to be things you don't know about. In the game of baseball, the shortstop covers the infield between what two bases?
Oh, this is easy, Alex.
Liv, like, knows it right now. Hey, don't whisper to her. In baseball, the shortstop covers the infield between what two bases? Do you think she'll get
it? I know what it is, but...
Yeah, you can't tell her, though. Carrie on the West Side to win these tickets. Do you think Alex will know, or do you think she'll get it wrong?
No, I don't think she'll know.
Alex, in baseball, the shortstop covers the infield between what two bases?
I genuinely have no idea, so I'm just going to guess. Is it between second and third?
Oh, my gosh.
You are right.
I'm right?
Yeah, which means she loses.
Oh, no.
Carrie.
I totally made a guess.
I'm so sorry, Carrie.
It's okay.
No, I feel bad. Give it to her anyway.
Bye, Carrie.
This is my first time on the radio.
No, it's her first time. Joe, we helped her lose her radio virginity. Let's just give it to her as a consolation.
Live the Woman Girls, should I give it to her or should I move on to somebody else?
We did help her lose her radio virginity.
It's not her fault that I'm stupid. It's not her fault that I'm stupid.
All right, you know what, Carrie? I'm feeling really nice today, okay? We're going to give you the Necropolis tickets anyways. Congratulations. There we go. All right. Carrie on the West Side. Hang on. We'll get all of your information. Hey, we got more Necropolis tickets this time tomorrow on the Joe and Alex Show.